This is Akashvani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. ISRO has successfully accomplished the first integrated airdrop test, IADT-01, for end-to-end demonstration of parachute-based deceleration system for Gaganyaan missions. It was a critical exercise to validate the parachute system that will bring back astronauts safely under the mission from its spaceport. This test is a joint effort of ISRO, Indian Air Force, DRDO, Indian Navy and the Indian Coast Guard. The test was designed to evaluate full suite of parachutes that will slow down and stabilize the crew module during re-entry and splashdown of the actual human spaceflight mission. This included two drogue parachutes, which are conical or funnel-shaped devices with open ends for initial slowing down, followed by pilot chutes and three main parachutes to ensure safe descent. Additionally, ISRO is also preparing for upcoming tests such as the second test vehicle demonstration TVD-2 mission and the first uncrewed Gaganyaan mission G-1, which will pave the way for India's maiden human spaceflight. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today said that India is fully prepared for its first ever human spaceflight mission named Gaganyaan, and this is not just a technological achievement but a new chapter in the history of a self-reliant India. The Defence Minister said this while addressing the felicitation ceremony in New Delhi of Gaganyatri's group captain Subhanshu Shukla, Prasanth Balakrishnan Nair, Ajit Krishnan and Angad Pratap, who have been selected for this mission. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated a two-day All India Speakers Conference at the Delhi Assembly in the National Capital today. The conference marks the centenary of election of Vitthalbhai Patel as India's first Speaker of the Central Legislative Assembly. Speaking on the occasion, the Home Minister emphasized that just as the country's freedom was important, it is equally essential to ensure that the nation was run democratically after independence. He said that Vitthalbhai Patel laid the foundation for establishing democratic governance based on Indian ideas.
विवेक विचार और विधान तीन ही चीजों पर विधानसभा का और लोकसभा राज्यसभा का पूरा काम निर्भर है जब ये तीन चीजों का पूरा सम्मान सभापति के द्वारा किया जाता है तब अपनी पार्टी के हित से ऊपर उठकर विधानसभाएं देश का और प्रदेश का विचार करती है लोकसभा देश का विचार करती है दल हित से ऊपर उठकर राष्ट्रहित का विचार ही हम सबको लोकतंत्र की अंतिम गरिमामय ऊंचाई तक पहुंचाने का एकमात्र रास्ता है
प्राइम मिनिस्टर ऑफ फिजी सितिवेनी लेगा मामादा Rabuka arrived in New Delhi this morning on a three-day visit to India. Mr. Rabuka was received by Union Minister Sukanta Majumdar at the airport. The visiting delegation includes Minister of Health and Medical Services Ratu Antonio Lala Balavu and senior officials. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that Fiji Prime Minister is scheduled to hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi tomorrow. He will also call on the President Draupadi Murmu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Gujarat tomorrow. On the first day of his visit, Mr. Modi is scheduled to inaugurate multiple development projects worth 5,400 crore rupees in Ahmedabad. Following the inauguration, he will also address a public gathering. On the second day of this visit, the Prime Minister will inaugurate localized production of hybrid battery electrodes and flag off battery electric vehicles exports to 100 countries at Hansalpur in Ahmedabad. The Election Commission has said that documents of more than 98% electors have been received till now to file claims and objections to draft electoral roll of Bihar. In a statement, the Commission said that 8 more days are still left for people to file claims and objections. The poll body also underlined that the claims and objections period allows the electors to not only rectify mistakes in the draft rolls but also submit the requisite documents which they may not have provided while submitting their enumeration forms. Foreign investors pumped in 6,207 crore rupees into the Indian debt markets this month so far. However, as per the depositories data, foreign portfolio investors or FPIs have pulled out 22,040 crore rupees from the Indian equity markets till the last week ending on 22nd of August. Indian shooter Ashwar Pratap Singh Tomar has won gold medal in the 50-meter rifle three-position event at the 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan. He scored 462.5 points to finish on top. China's Wenyu Zhao won silver medal with 462 points, while Japan's Naoya Okada claimed bronze with 445.8 points. And with that, we end this news bulletin.